Praise God. Welcome to Eve's Corner. I am Prophetess Campbell, and you are listening live. Eve's Corner is a show of empowerment, encouragement, and enlightenment. And I really do appreciate you listening in today. I definitely want to hear from you, especially for my faithful listeners. Please call in at 888-627-6008. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. If you'd like to call in to chat, to share, to give a testimony, whatever it is that you'd like to talk about, you may do so. I do want to say happy Resurrection Day. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, so I appreciate you sharing this time with me because I'm sure some of you are running around and doing some other things, so I really, really appreciate you, and I pray that God blesses you mightily. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you now, God, for our many blessings. We thank you, God, for watching over us and keeping us. We thank you, God, because you are a miracle working God. We thank you, God, because you gave your life for our sins. You gave your life, Lord, that we might live, and we just appreciate you for it. We appreciate you, God, because you are a mighty healer. You are a deliverer. Thank you, God, for helping us to be victorious on today. Thank you, God, for helping us to be more than conquerors on today. Thank you, God, because we know that you are well able and that you are helping us to overcome on a day-to-day basis. We thank you now, God, for this word that's going forth and for every listener and every family that is represented here on today. We pray, God, that you give them a special blessing, God. Move on their behalf, God. Make the crooked places straight. Bring down every high mountain, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, our topic for today is cast into the deep, coming from Luke, the fifth chapter. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Luke, the fifth chapter. We're going to begin at the first verse. While you all are getting that, I need to give a praise report. Many of you have been praying for my father, praying with us. I know that there were some people praying with us, having their whole churches to pray and their pastors to pray that didn't even know my father. But I need to give a victory report on today because my father has gone from being at the brink of death. In fact, he had to be resuscitated at one time and brought back. I can tell you, for those that saw him, he was looking like he was in transition, but I want to tell you about a mighty God. On this morning, my father is up, sitting up in the bed, and he's talking. He said this morning that he was hungry, he was ready to go home, and is having full-fledged conversation. So we thank God on this morning. I know that my siblings are also listening, and not only were we surprised and amazed, but there is nothing to do but thank and praise God because we know who did it. It's all about Jesus. God's timing is not our timing. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But I want to let you know about a mighty God. We're celebrating Resurrection Weekend, but I need you to know that my father has been resurrected in Jesus' name. So just so that you know, we do appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your words of comfort. We appreciate you just being there for us, for our family members who came and sat with him at the hospital. We appreciate you all. You all were there for us, and we pray that you continue to be, you know, because there is still a journey, but I want you all to know that God is a healer and a deliverer. So if anybody is listening on today and you have a dead situation or you have an issue that seems like it's over, God has the last word. I need you to know on today that God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God will resurrect any dead situation. We know about the story of Lazarus. You know, we talk often about how God went out into the grave and resurrected Lazarus. But you need to know that God is still working miracles every day in 2016. So we just praise the Lord on today. Again, if you have your Bibles, go with me to Luke, the fifth chapter. Now, it's a little bit lengthy. I will tell you that. But it's worth reading, like everything else in this word is worth reading, because we need to get clarity and understanding when we are sharing in the word of God. You know, sometimes we hear things and sometimes we remember something that a minister quoted, but we have to know specifically what the word of God says, because it's the word of God that will keep us and deliver us and will heal us. So Luke, the fifth chapter, verse 1 reads, "Now it came about that while the multitude was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the multitudes from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but at your bidding, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. And we're just going to stop right there at verse 6. Praise God. The scripture is talking about Jesus. Now, Jesus had already been out healing and praying and casting out demons, as you would note from the fourth chapter. And here it is that he comes across Simon. I thank God on this morning that he came across me. And I know that there are some of you that's thanking the Lord that he came across you as well. Sometimes we, just like the disciples, are at a place where we've tried all we know how. So we want to give up. We're washing our nets and ready to go home. For all intents and purposes, these are men who knew how to fish and had been making a living doing so. So we know that these are not rookies. These are not people who just went out to fish for the first time. And it hadn't even been just a little while that they were doing it. The Bible says that they had been out fishing all night and had caught nothing. But have you ever in your life just come to a place where you've done all you can do and what you've been doing all the time now isn't working? And it wasn't about the boats. It wasn't about the fish. Oftentimes we find ourselves blaming everything and everybody else. It wasn't about the nets. There was nothing wrong with the nets. They were functioning. And so to some of you, it's not your job. It's not your car. It's not the kids. And it's not your spouse. Have you ever just been at a place where you just need Jesus to get in your boat with you? Where you're saying, "Lord, I've done all that I can do. I've done all I know how to do." And you want to throw up your hands and decide, "Lord, I'm tired. And I'm going to give this thing to you. Lord, if you don't get in my boat. Lord, if you don't get in my job. Lord, if you don't get in my marriage. Lord, if you don't get in my house. I can't do this without you." So I submit to you that these were these fishermen. This is how they felt. When preachers stop wanting to preach, and when ushers want to sit down, when teachers feel like they don't want to teach, I know some of you can relate. When husbands or wives feel like this isn't working, I don't know who this person is, this is not the person I married, and you want to get a divorce, you need Jesus to get in your boat with you. It's that simple. Now notice that Jesus didn't come to Simon and pet him up. There was no pity party. He didn't come with an empathy statement. He didn't ask for any excuses. He got in his boat and told him to pull out from the shore. Pull out from the place where you are. Get away from where you are right now. Let's go out a little ways. Not only did the crowd need a word, and that's why they were following him, but so did Simon. When nothing else seems to work, when you want to give up, you need a word. When you feel like you're failing and you want to just go home and quit, you need a word from the Lord. When you have to drag yourself to church and feel like you don't want to be there and you're asking yourself why you're there and you're starting to visit churches everywhere else, you need a word. So after Jesus gave a word, he also gave some instructions. He basically told him, "You got to go deeper. You've got to go a little further. You've got to go harder. This is not the time to give up and go home." And I'm telling some of you, This is not the time to give up and go home. Praise God. This is the time for you to go just a little bit deeper. You're going to have to work just a little bit harder. You're going to have to do something else because you've come too far to go back now. Look at your journey. You might as well go ahead and get what you came for. Not only will you catch fish, but you may as well prepare for the mother load, is what he told the disciples. Prepare for a catch. Some of my sisters, since you're waiting for a husband, don't just prepare for anything with two legs, somebody with a piece of a job. Go ahead and prepare for one that's fine too. You may as well. For some of you that's preparing to buy a car, don't just prepare for something with four tires and a steering wheel. Go on and prepare for the one you want. If you're preparing for a house, don't just prepare for something that has four walls, something that's got a front door and a back door. But go ahead and prepare for the one that you like, that's in a good school zone for your children. The one that's got a two-car garage, for God to go on and bless you with that other car. Praise God. Prepare for a catch. If you'd like to call in and comment, again, that number is 888-627-6008 if you want to call in and share. But I need you all to know on today that you need to prepare for a catch. Cast out into the deep. Brothers, you preparing for a wife? Don't just go with the one that looks good and got the right lines. Prepare for one that's also intelligent, that has some business sense, supports you, understands your vision. Prepare for a catch, my brothers. There's no need in just preparing for a mate, for what you can see in the natural, but you need somebody that can see in the spiritual realm. Don't just prepare for a job that provides you a paycheck, but go ahead and prepare for one that's got peace of mind and has got some growth opportunities. Prepare for a catch. Don't just pray that your children go to school and learn, but you got to go out a little deeper. Pray that they go to school and do well. Pray that they graduate at the top of the class. Prepare for a catch. See, you have to remember that it takes faith to obey. Especially when you've already been through something. These people had been through something already. They already had tried. Simon said, Lord, I already did that. I already tried. But think of some of the unconventional ways that Jesus has blessed people. When they ran out of wine at the wedding, he told them to go out and fill some barrels with water. And I'm sure somebody was saying, what are we doing this for? We need wine. He's talking about water. But the way that God works is not always conventional. It's not always a way that we understand. When the Lord wanted to bless Abram, he told him that he had to come out from among his kinfolks and go where he tell him to go. You just obey. I'm going to tell you where you're going. I'm going to tell you what you're doing. You just do what I tell you to do. The man at the pool of Bethesda had been laying there for years, lying by the pool and making excuses about how nobody had put him in the water and talking about what he had gone through. But the Lord didn't need to know all of that. Jesus told him to pick up what had been holding him. It takes faith to obey. Faith is what you can't see. It might not make sense to you at the moment, but it requires you to trust God and don't try to figure it out. Just trust God and do what he tells you to do. Go a little deeper. Cast out into the deep. But now y'all know from reading about Simon throughout the word, he had to say something, just like some of us. Somebody got to say something. Lord, I already tried. Well, Lord, if you say so, I'll try again. Somewhere in there, in the midst of him thinking about what he'd already done, he got a nevertheless down in his spirit. And that's what we need, according to the King James Version. Nevertheless, Lord, at your word, I'll try it again. Nevertheless, Lord. I know my marriage is looking a little bit shady, but I'll try it again. Nevertheless, Lord, I know it looks like I won't be healed. But I trust you, God. Nevertheless, Lord, school might not be easy right now, but I trust you. Have faith in God. It takes faith to obey. Is there anybody listening that's trusting God for a nevertheless blessing? Is there anybody listening who has gotten a nevertheless blessing? Right when you were at the brink of giving up. Right when all your hope was gone. Right when you didn't know what else to do and you were ready to throw up your hands, wash your nets, and go home. A blessing that you didn't even expect. A blessing that completely blew your mind. Stop and think for a moment. A blessing that exceeded your expectations. Just when you wanted to give up. Oh, but God. The Lord stepped in and gave you more than what you were prepared to even handle. Just like with these disciples. They had to get help to pull it all in. If you look at the 7th verse, it began to break their nets. If you look at the 6th verse, it was too much to even hold on to. Because see, when God get ready to bless you, the Bible says he'll open up a window and pour out more than you even have room to receive. Praise God. If you're listening right now and you need a nevertheless blessing, have faith in God. Don't worry about what you've already been through. Don't worry about what you've already dealt with in the past. Nevertheless, I was going to leave my church, but nevertheless, I was going to quit my job, but nevertheless, I was going to leave my marriage, but nevertheless, I was about to give up on my family, brothers, and walk away, but nevertheless, I don't have the money to pay my bills, but Lord, nevertheless, my health is failing and the doctors have given up on me. And that might be what my father was thinking. Oh, but nevertheless, my business is failing. I invested all my money. I don't know where I'm going to turn now. Oh, but God, nevertheless. So not only is there significance in obedience, but also in timing. Ecclesiastes talks about timing. There is a time and a season for everything. There is a time and a season for everything. If you have comments, again, you can call in at 888-627-6008. That number again is 888-627-6008. We have to learn to move when God says move. Timing is key. And if we don't move when God says move, we can miss out. If the woman at the well had decided not to go and get water on that day, if she had procrastinated, if she had stayed in the bed just a little bit longer, she wouldn't have met the living water. She wouldn't have met Jesus at the well. She wouldn't have found out about quenching her true thirst, which is why she had had so many husbands or so many men in her life. Because she had a true thirst for something else. She may not have been delivered on that day. Timing is key. If the woman with the issue of blood hadn't reached out when she did, if she had just stayed bowled over, as the Bible said, and balled up, concerned about her issue, concerned about how much money she had already spent, concerned about what the doctors had already said. She wasn't even supposed to be out in that crowd in her situation. Oh, but thanks be unto God. She reached out. If Simon hadn't dropped his nets, when Jesus said, he wouldn't have found out that God can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. We have to move when God says move. We have to be where God tells us to go. God has a specific place for all of us to be at a certain time. Whether it's the job that you're in, you may have had a divine connection. It wasn't all about your resume. It wasn't all about how smart you are. It wasn't even all about your experience, but God set up that divine connection, not just to be a blessing to you, but to be a blessing to some of those other people that are there on the job. God set that up on purpose so that you could be in purpose for his purpose. It's all about Jesus. The church where you worship right now, you're there for a reason. So what if nobody recognizes you? So what if nobody ever calls your name? So what if Sister So-and-so get to preach all the time and Brother So-and-so get called out to do different projects and various things? You are where you are for a time such as this. You are there for a reason. Don't give up now. Don't wash your nets. Don't prepare to go home. Don't feel like it's over. Things change, even in churches. The community where you live right now, somebody's watching you. Somebody sees you get up faithfully on Sunday morning, and they're going to ask you, so what church do you go to? You are in that community for a reason. They're watching how you tend to your house. Your neighbors are listening to how you talk to your children. They're paying attention even to the clothes that you have on. Because you say you're a Christian, believe me, they're paying attention. You are in that community for a reason. You're in that community as a light that sits on a hill that cannot be hid. You are where you are for a reason. The family that God placed you in. And you may think, oh, well, I'm just one of many. No, God put you there for a reason. Your gifts are important. Your talents are important. You are important to your family. You are important to God. You are there for a reason. The business that you're in, God gave you that business for a reason. It's not just about the works of your hands and the things that you know how to do. But praise God, although it's an income to you, you are being a light to somebody else. Somebody is watching you and somebody will come and ask you, how did you get started in your business? I was thinking about a business myself. I was looking at an opportunity myself. Jesus. He doesn't just put us there for us. But we are there to build up the kingdom of God. See, your job is not your source. God is your source. But he put you there so that that job could provide you money to pay your bills, to take care of your home, to take care of your family. But also so that you can build up his kingdom. You can't pay your tithes when you ain't got no job. God's ministry and God's work has to go forth. So everywhere that he places you and everything that he does in you and through you, it's all about him. This radio show, it's all about Jesus. It's not because I'm bored. It's not because I don't have anything else to do. Lord knows I work hard. I could easily be sleeping, but it's all about Jesus. In everything that we do, in everything that we say, we have to remember, okay, God put me here for a reason. God had this person to come and ask me a question for a reason. You could be walking around in a store right now and just accidentally start talking to the woman, because women do that, the woman at the rack right next to you. Good morning, how you doing? Maybe she just needed somebody to smile at her today. Maybe she had a rough morning. Well, you in line at the grocery store. The line may be long, but turn around and smile at some folks. Because I know everybody's in there buying their Easter hams and getting ready to make all kind of cobblers and cookies and cakes. I get it. But turn around and smile at somebody. Ask them if they have a church to go to tomorrow. And I know some of y'all are saying, but that's not right that people just go to church on Easter. I don't care when they come, as long as they come. Glory to God. It doesn't make a difference when they show up. As long as they show up. It don't even matter if they came for the wrong reason. They might have came in the door to show off their new Easter suit and those new shoes. But by the time they leave, I'm believing God that they're going to get a word a word to heal and a word to deliver, a word to set them free. I'm believing God that all churches will be packed out tomorrow and folks got to pull out folding chairs in Jesus' name. Because this word must go forth. A word of healing and a word of deliverance, a word of acceptance. People of God, we got to get out of God's way. Sometimes folks coming into church and we sit up looking at them fan and talking about, ooh, he ain't been here since last Easter. Get out God's way. Whenever they show up, it's all right with God as long as they show up. But see, if you stop looking at them while you fan and looking over your glasses and go over and give them a hug and tell them God loves them and tell them you love them, tell them you're glad that they're there. The likelihood is that they'll come back again because it was never about a suit. It was just an opportunity to get them in the door. Church folks should be walking around today handing out flyers or tracts or talking to folks or patting folks on the back saying, hey, you got somewhere to go tomorrow? Let me give you my church address. Not mad because traffic is heavy. Let them buy their new suits. Let them buy those new shoes. You thinking about the wrong things. You got to go a little deeper. You got to go a little further. The Lord told Moses that he had a place prepared for his people, a place that was flowing with milk and honey. But they had to get there. The blessing was in the place. They couldn't get that same blessing where they were if they had stayed in Egypt. They couldn't get that blessing there. They had to get to the place. The place of the blessing. The place of the promised land. The place that's flowing with milk and honey. I want to encourage you on today to get to your place of promise. Go just a little bit deeper. I see we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who do we have on the line today?
You have Carrie Stennis from Mississippi.
Hey, how you doing, Carrie Stennis from Mississippi? Praise God. So glad you called in. You have a comment today?
Yes, I do. First, I want to get some gratitude and thank God for this praise report that you gave this morning.
All right.
Of your father. And yes. It just gave me joy because I've been praying with you, and I'm just so happy that you had a good report for us today. And continue. I want you to continue to trust in God because he's the only one that can bring us joy. And yes. These testimonies is what make us strong. And I'm so happy that right. You shared that with us today. And also, yes. I'm pleased with the scripture that you were reading today. I never heard it expressed like this, but, you know, reach out in the deep, go in the deep. And I try to go in the deep every day and ask God to direct my path and order my steps and mold me and make me. And that's what he want me to be. I tell him that you're the potter and I'm the clay. And I try to be humble so whenever God, whatever he do, that I can accept it because I know he's the one that have all power. I know for a fact that he is a mighty God. But I'm so happy of the report you have given today, and also, I'm reaching for the deep every day, and I know that when Jesus left. He said, "I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and where I am, you may be also." And mm-hmm. This is what I'm trying to prepare myself for. So, thank you so much for the topic that you're talking on today, the scripture, and keep doing the good works for God, and because you're lifting our spirit. Goodbye.
Amen. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Thank you so much. That was our caller, Carrie Stennis. If some of you know that Carrie calls in often, but I appreciate her. I appreciate all of our callers to call in because I don't want you all to just listen to me. You know, this is a Christian talk show. So I need to hear from you all. I need to have your feedback, and I need to know that the show has been a blessing to you. And it also encourages others to call in and share. You know, sometimes when you're listening to a word and somebody is speaking or preaching or, you know, they may touch on a topic that hits home for you, then, you know, I need to hear from you. Call in and let others know. Call in and encourage the other listeners because you may not have this opportunity again. I thank God every day. for just blessing me to be able to do this, because I did not know how many people were being reached and how many people were being blessed. You know, I can look at the numbers. I can look at what the stats are, you know, but it's a blessing to me to know that my work is not in vain, you know. So I thank and praise God every day just for the opportunity to be able to stand before God's people to share his word. Most preachers know that being called into the ministry is not something that any of us asked for. I don't know any preacher that was asked, you know, that asked God, Lord, you know, I want to be called. You know, everybody that I know, and when the Lord called them, you know, you weren't sure, or you didn't feel worthy, or you just didn't know what you were going to do, because you stopped to think, you know, and then you begin to tell yourself, well, Lord, you do remember that I did this or that, you know, and you stop and you think about your faults and your flaws. And, you know, even Moses, the Bible says, could not speak well. And God sent Aaron with him to be a mouthpiece, because Moses didn't speak well. I know some preachers that have told me that, you know, they have a speech impediment, or, you know, you couldn't tell it when they were preaching, though. And so it's a matter of just being obedient to God and moving when God says move. Cast into the deep. Go just a little bit deeper. I thank God for this word on this morning. The thing about deep water, as you know, first of all, big fish don't hang out in shallow water. So if you hanging out with some shallow people and you hanging out in some shallow places, you might want to cast out into the deep. You're going to have to pull away from the shore. You're going to have to pull away from land if you want to get something that you're not currently getting. If you're looking for something just a little bit better, you're trying to go just a little bit higher in the Lord, you're trying to live your life just a little bit better, you got to stop hanging out in shallow places. You got to stop hanging out on the land and at the shore. You got to stop getting ready to give up every time something happens. You got to go just a little bit deeper. What else happens around the land and the shore? If you think about it, if you've ever looked at a large body of water, junk hangs out at the land. Trash gathers at the shore. I don't have time to be dealing with trash. I'm trying to get something from God. But there are definitely no big fish there, if any at all. Not only that, your boat will get stuck if you keep on hanging out in shallow water and in shallow places and messing with those shallow people. Y'all know who I'm talking about. When I said it, somebody came to your mind and you said to yourself, Lord, I got to stop this. Lord, I got to stop taking them late night phone calls. Lord, I got to stop answering them late night texts. Lord, I got to stop hanging around the water fountain with them folks at work that ain't doing nothing and don't ever get their job done. You hanging out in shallow places. That's not what God has prepared for you. That's not what God ordained you to do. Cast out into the deep. Go a little deeper. Dig a little deeper. Work a little harder. You sitting at your job right now talking about they won't promote me. Well, promotion comes from God, but are you doing your job every day? Or do you do just enough to get by and you punching the clock at 4:59? Not even at 5. You in the parking lot at 5. Cast into the deep. You want to get something you've never got before? You may have to do something you've never done before. Go just a little bit deeper. It's not about you anyway. Jesus teaching them how to fish was just an example of all the things that were going to come for them. Think about it. Do you want something better? Do you want to go to new levels in God? Do you want to be at a different place in your life, in your spiritual walk? How about this? Do you want to be somewhere else financially? Because I know everybody that's listening may not be spiritual. I know some folks listening just to be nosy. And I thank God for you too. Do you want to be at a better place financially? You got to come away from shallow water. You got to stop spending your money on foolish things. You've got to learn how to save, invest, pay your tithes. As you give into the kingdom, God will give back to you. See, a lot of people think that tithing is a principle for Christians only. No, the principle of tithing works for anybody. Look at look at Abraham and Melchizedek. The principle of tithing works for anybody. It's just like the law of gravity. You don't have to necessarily believe it, but if you hold your apple in the air and drop it, it's going to hit the floor. It's not going up. You have to understand principles work for anybody. When you give, it comes back to you. The Bible said, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So if you're sowing seeds, it'll come back to you. You don't even have to be saved to be a giver. It's best that you are. There are some other benefits that come along with it. There are definitely some benefits of salvation. But there are plenty of millionaires that give to charity on a regular basis. And it comes back to them because it's just simply the principle of sowing and reaping. It's a principle of giving. And it's no different than the law of gravity. But if you want to see some better things, you want to go to new levels, you can't give up and wash your nets. You can't take your money and say, well, it's not enough to pay my bills anyway. So you go shopping. No, you put something on the bill. That's what you should do. Do what you can do. But you got to go a little deeper. People of God, we have got to cast out into the deep. Times such as these, all kinds of things happening. I hear people talking every day about the news. And I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't watch the news very often. Because it's negative and it's depressing. And that's just not what I want to hear before I go to sleep at night. And I know somebody said, well, then you're not informed. Oh, I'm informed. Because I know the good news. That's the word of God. Every now and then, I keep up with what's going on socially. But believe me when I tell you, that's not the end all be all. That's not the final answer. The good news is the word of God. The truth is the word of God. Call in and share your testimonies on today. 888-627-6008. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. So I say to you again, cast out into the deep. Go a little deeper. Try a little harder. Try again. And I'm sure some of you are sitting there thinking, but you don't know what I'm going through, or you don't know what I went through, or you don't know what I'm dealing with. Some of these brothers looking at your wife right now thinking, Lord, but this woman, she was so sweet at first, and now she's just evil. Some of you women are looking at your spouses saying, he used to bring flowers. He used to talk nice to me. He used to take me to dinner. I don't even know if it's worth it. Go a little deeper. And I know it's some other folks sitting back waiting and watching and hoping you drop them. Think about it. Is it worth all that? Go a little deeper. Cast out into the deep. Try a little harder. And now really, you don't have to worry. Because remember, Jesus already got in the boat with you. He is there. He knows all about it. Everybody else might not know what you're dealing with, but God knows. Nobody else may feel your pain, but God knows. Some of y'all saying, but he goes to church and he acts like he's such a good person. And some kids thinking about their parents right now saying, but she be at church talking about praise the Lord, and she come home cursing me out. Prophetess, you don't understand. But God does. I don't have to. I don't need to. You don't even have to tell me. I don't want to know. God knows. Cast out into the deep. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your job. If you will go to work and do something different, walk in and smile. Go in and actually sit down at your desk and do your job and stop walking around being nosy, trying to find out what everybody else has going on. Stop hanging out in the break room talking about what shoes somebody else has on. Brother, stop posting up in a corner calling folks from your job instead of sitting at your desk working. Go a little deeper. Try a little harder. God is in the boat with you. He's got you. And remember, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus gave his life so that you and I might live. Jesus was obedient to the plan of the Father. It might not have felt good all the time. It might not have looked good all the time. They didn't treat him well all the time. See, some of us have this misconception that when we come into Christianity, everybody's going to be nice to us and everybody's going to speak well of us. No, you made some enemies because you came over to the other side. But believe me, this is the winning side. You let God deal with them. The battle isn't yours. It belongs to the Lord anyway. Go a little deeper. It was never about you. But Jesus was obedient even until death. And there was a moment in his thinking when he said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. Oh, but he got a nevertheless down on the inside. Wait a minute. It's not about my will. Lord, this is about your will. This was the purpose that I came for. And the Bible says that he hung his head. He bled and he died for you and for me. He stayed in purpose. He came to fulfill destiny. He did what he was supposed to do even until death. Thanks be unto God that he did. What if he had given up like some of us want to do? What if he decided, I ain't got to take this. I'm Jesus. I ain't got to put up with this. Like some of us do. When we walk out of our jobs and we walk out of our churches because we want somebody to acknowledge us. Or we're angry because somebody won't let us prophesy. Or we upset because Sister So-and-so always talk 5 minutes during testimony time and he told me to stop at 2. What if Jesus had given up? What if he gave up on you when you weren't listening? What if he gave up on you when you were hard-headed and didn't want to obey? What if he gave up on you every time you got in your flesh and you sinned against God? What if he gave up on you when you committed adultery? Oh, no, we don't tell that now, do we? What if he gave up on you when you lied? And some folks lie all day, every day. What if he gave up on you? What if he gave up on you when you mistreated your brother or your sister? What if he gave up on you when you deceived your fellow man? What if he gave up on you when he told you to pray, but you went to sleep instead? What if he gave up on you when he told you to read and study his word? And you said, I'll get it when I come back. What if he gave up on you when you needed healing, when you were sick in your body and you didn't know what to do? What if he gave up on you when you needed deliverance and you were tormented at night and you were having bad dreams and you couldn't rest and you couldn't think and you couldn't sleep? What if he gave up on you? Oh, but thanks be unto God that he did not give up on us. He stayed there even until death. And on that third day morning, which is the real reason that we're celebrating Easter on this weekend, it is Resurrection Sunday. We use the term Easter. But it is the time that we celebrate our Lord and Savior's resurrection, the day that he got up from the grave with all power given unto him. All power in heaven and earth. My God. Because he came to fulfill a purpose. He came to go deeper. He didn't look at our sins as, oh, well, you know, they messing up, Lord. I ain't got to go through all this. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. The third day morning, he got up with all power in his hands. And I'm here to tell you on today that you too can get up. You can get up from your dead situation. You can get up from your misery. You can get up from your physical and mental illness in Jesus' name. You can get up from poverty. You can get up from pain, guilt, and shame. You can get up today. Get up from your turmoil. Get up from your addictions. Get up from your despair and your depression in Jesus' name. Get up from wallowing in sin, repeatedly doing things that you know are not God. Oh my God, get up today. Get up from the works of the flesh. Get up today. Because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. You can get up today. I see that we have a caller. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who do we have on the line today?
Gladys Dotson.
Hey, ma'am. Thank you, Dr. Dotson. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you? I can tell that you're doing great as well. The message is really great. It's good, and it's much needed. It's awesome.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. For our regular listeners, Dr. Dotson, do you have a word of encouragement on this morning, on this resurrection weekend?
Well, just to share with what you've already said, this is if there's ever going to be a time for us to get up and cast out into the deep, this is the time, because Jesus has already paved the way for it. He's
right.
Already suffered and died and carried all the burdens, all the guilt, all the shame. We don't have to be held down with guilt. We don't have to wear no shame. We literally don't have to wear any of that, because the Bible says he carried it in his own body. On the tree means on the cross. That we, being dead to sins, can live unto righteousness. So we don't have to carry any guilt. And that's what the enemy wants us to carry and weigh you down so you won't get up. So you think you can't get up. But if you had any inkling that I can get up,
yes.
You try to get up. See, that's what the enemy don't want us to know, that we can get up from whatever. And get up may mean it might be a different process, you know, for each person. But you still headed in the direction of up. Because, see, that's the whole point. Once you're down and something got you down, you just want to work towards up. And if you keep moving, you're going to go all the way up to the top. Like you say, it can be in business or illness, or you just get up out of the bed and walk and just say, well, I'm so glad to be able to walk. And if you think that, some people can't. So if you feel any doubt or any kind of like this ain't enough, you know, this is all I can do. Now, don't look down on your all I can do, because your all I can do is way more than some people can do. So we all have that great opportunity based on what God has done for us, what Jesus has done, and the resurrection will just make you get up anyway. It just make you want to get up.
Yes.
It just make you want to get up, and we just have to push past whatever it is trying to hold us back, and just challenge it. You know, just challenge it. You know, sometimes we have to challenge some things, like mm-hmm. you were speaking about. We have to challenge and say, well, I can do this. I can mm-hmm. do this. And then work out, it'll all work together for our good, because all things mm-hmm. work together for the good of those that love the Lord. And those are the ones that the enemy wants to hold back. But it's profitable to try. It's more profitable in the deep, out mm-hmm. in the deep, because
yes.
that's what Jesus said, launch out into the deep. That means
yes.
it's something profitable out there.
That's right.
So we want what's out there, and because the shadow water can you don't want to be in the shadow because you might fall back. So if you go
That's
out
right.
into the deep, you out there then. So well, mm-hmm. I'm out here now. I'm gonna have to give because I'm out here now. I can't. I'm not gonna drown and try to drown and go back. I'm gonna keep on going forward to see what's out here for me,
mm-hmm.
and that's up to the individual. What's so good about it?
Yes,
it's literally up to that individual to go out into the deep, because it's kind of like faith, or it's kind of like your belief. You know, Jesus said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." But I didn't mean it. I'm really not gonna talk that long. I'm so glad to.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I was getting ready to ask you another question.
This is
what I wanted to ask you to expound on a little bit more for us, because you touched on it and I was getting ready to go there. You talked about the guilt and the shame. A lot
okay.
of times we as people don't want to come to God, or don't want to come down to the altar, or don't want to come to church and give our lives to Christ, because of the guilt and the shame. And you mentioned it already, but I wanted you to expound a little bit more on that guilt and that shame hindering us, because it comes from the enemy, but it hinders people from coming and being who all they can be in God, because they're focusing on the guilt and the shame. That's how you know it's the enemy. Is that not right, Dr. Dotson?
That's exactly how you know it's the enemy. And we are not to let our minds to be conformed to the world, and the world can be what life has placed, you know, has happened to us in life, and we feel like, well, because you know I've done this, I can't be accepted over here, or I can't be good enough for this, or because I did this, you know, when I was young, and that is not what God is saying at all. God is saying whosoever will, so whosoever
yes.
is a whosoever. So if mm-hmm. you can just decide in your mind, because one thing about it, people can't force you, and then God won't force you. So you mm-hmm. have to just make your own decision. But that's what's so blessed about it. You can just
that's
make
right.
your own decision and decide that I may not. You know what I realized? We have to realize that no, we're not good enough. We're not trying to be all of that, that. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying mm-hmm. to be good enough. If we was all good enough, Jesus wouldn't have never died for us.
That's right.
So that was his purpose for coming, you know, that men might be saved. So no, you know, when the enemy come and tell you, well, you know, you ain't good enough because you did that, you just say, yeah, you're right. I sure did. You know, I sure did. But bless God, I'm so glad that I repented of it. And that God
yes.
forgave me, and you cannot hold that over my head, devil.
That's
and that's
right.
that's what, you know, the devil works in many ways, so I'm not saying mm-hmm. which way he's coming. But
mm-hmm.
you recognize, well, you know what, I'm really not. You show right. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
I'm
right.
so glad I know a Savior, that I got a Savior.
Yes.
That I don't have to be enough, because he is perfect, and he's already carried all of that for me, and I'm just going to bless his holy name. That's
yes.
all I got to. That's all I got to do. You don't have to be good enough to give God the glory. You just give it. You don't have to
that's
be
right.
good enough to be, you know, be this and be that. And so that's why people put you in a category, and you got to be accepted, and you got to be all this. I don't have to be good enough, because Jesus is good enough. He's the only one.
Yes.
So whoever,
yes.
whoever think they're good enough, well, you just still missed it. Because you
that's
weren't
right.
good enough either.
That's right.
So all we got to, this is resurrection. This is resurrection time. And
yes.
it's really resurrection time all the time. But this is the time we celebrate it the more, you know, but it's resurrection time all the time because he's already done it for us. It's done. Jesus said it's finished. And I'm going to stop talking. It's finished. Jesus said it's finished. The work is finished. All we got to do is rejoice in what he has done and just try to tell somebody else along the way, you don't have to be good enough. Because when you think you're good enough, you're still not good enough.
That's right.
That's so awesome. That's what grace, you know, he gave us grace for that. So
that's right.
All we got to do is accept. All we were supposed to do is accept what God has already provided for us. For our salvation. And that's what we need to let the lost know. That's all we got to do. And be grateful. Just be grateful and thankful. I hear my sister saying it all the time, my older sister, she always say, just be thankful. You hear my mama, just be grateful and thankful.
That's right.
And always look back and say, thank you, Lord. And I hear Pastor Nick, Nicholas Glenn say that, just be thankful.
That's
I'm
right.
so thankful. Just be grateful. That's right.
Amen. We definitely appreciate you calling in today, Dr. Dotson. It's always a blessing to hear from you. And we enjoy your zeal for the Lord and how you get excited when you talk about the Lord. And that's how we should be. So thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. Amen.
I appreciate you, Prophet. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. You know, as Dr. Dotson has said, and as I was stating earlier, this resurrection weekend is your opportunity to get up. It's your opportunity to be resurrected. And you don't have to worry about being good enough. You don't have to worry about any guilt or shame. You don't have to worry about your past. And what he said and they said and she said, you don't have to concentrate on what you did because God already knows. He knows all about it. He knows what you did already. But this is your opportunity to get up. This is your opportunity to cast out into the deep. This is your opportunity to come out of whatever you're in. If you are not already a Christian, you are not already in the boat with Jesus, you can take this opportunity right now, right where you are, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the door, and any man coming in has to come through Jesus. Give your life to God on today. You can pray this simple prayer with me right now. And for those who are already saved, you can bow your heads too. Because I believe somebody's going to give their life to God today. I believe that this will be a true resurrection weekend where you can come up out of sin and death into this marvelous life that we call Christianity. Pray this simple prayer with us. Lord Jesus, come into my life, wash me, cleanse me, and make me whole. I believe that you died and you rose again that I might live. I need you, Lord. I've been trying to do this by myself, but I need you in my life as my Lord and my personal Savior. I'm submitting my life unto you now, God. Thank you, Lord, for a fresh start. Thank you, Lord, for resurrecting me from where I was into this marvelous life. Help me, Lord, to live for you. I am now a new creature in you. I am putting on the mind of Christ. I am putting on the armor of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. I thank and praise God for all of my listeners on today. You all are a marvelous blessing unto me. Some of you say that I encourage you, but I want you to know that you encourage me too. I thank the Lord for his move of the Spirit on today. And I pray now for everyone listening that God bless you and keep you. If you would like to donate to Campbell Ministries, you may donate by clicking on the donate button on the website, bbsradio.com/Eve's Corner, or you may also write in to us. That address is P.O. Box 16214, Jackson, Mississippi, 39236. Our next show is in 2 weeks. If you're looking for a church home and you're in the Jackson, Mississippi area, please stop by the Word Full Gospel Church at 3023 Percy V. Simpson Drive, Jackson, Mississippi. If you're looking for a good church home in general, reach out, write to me, go onto my page, send a blog, send an email at acampbell681@ymail.com. The next show again is in 2 weeks, same time, same station. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Be blessed, people of God.
Intentional, never failing. I know that I